episode 89 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. And in this episode of the podcast, we will be drinking beers from New Jersey.
New Jersey!
So we've got one from
Flying Jersey Fish. The Jersey Shore, actually, I think.
And two from Cape May, which is barely New Jersey. Come on, guys.
What, are you saying that's not New Jersey because it's so far south?
All right, the first one is from Flying Fish Brewing Company. They are out of...
So is it really from Jersey?
Summerdale, New Jersey. I don't know where that is. Would you look that up?
I'm looking it up. You know the whole 6 minutes of prep?
This is Farmhouse Summer Ale. So a little, like, a little light and refreshing to get us going at the beginning of this episode, the first beer of the evening.
So which one are we doing?
Flying Fish's Farmhouse Summer Ale. Listen to this, guys. Here comes the crack. Oh, yeah.
Flying Fish Farmhouse Summer Ale.
The sound of...
beer being opened.
Yes. The sound of joy.
I do love that sound. I like the can opening sound, too, though. The can's more visceral to me.
All right. So... what do we look at here? We're looking at a... maybe... it's pretty clear. Maybe a tiny bit of haze in there.
So, it's right off the turnpike.
That's real New Jersey, then.
Near Cherry Hill. So, it's kind of South Jersey. Definitely in the Philadelphia suburbs area. Yeah. Flying Fish Brewing Company.
They could be Philly fans. They could be New York fans. You know.
Both right. Suck. Oh, this is for me?
I don't smell anything.
Get a little bit. A little sour, a little pitch.
Yeah? A little farm? House?
Oh, that's a malt mo. That is just malt water.
It's a little sweet.
I just got malt and
like
water.
Sweet malt?
Yeah.
It's malt. Malt flavor.
None of that peppery, no yeast.
No, not really many hops.
No tang,
either.
No hops. It's a straight up malt. That's like a brown frown right there, brother. I don't know again if I blasted out my palate. Let me go adjourn to.
Definitely should not be a brown frown, but it's a. Malt forward farmhouse summer ale, I would say.
You get summer? Like, how would you call it summer?
I don't know. I don't get brown. I wouldn't say brown, but I would say English style.
It's like malty,
pale
nutty.
Ale. Yeah. Nutty, biscuity.
I'm going to try to mess my palate up a little bit with coffee and give it another shot. Or maybe that's what the problem is. I've messed my palate up with coffee, and now I can only taste the malt. Ooh, now it tastes like a good porter because I got the coffee. Like, that
don't
combination...
Don't pour the coffee into
if
it.
I poured coffee into this, it would be awesome. Seriously. Did you finish your coffee? Take a swig of that coffee, and then a swig of the beer. Isn't that much better? Isn't it?
It is kind of like a porter.
Right?
It tastes like a porter, really, actually. Because the bitterness from the coffee and the coffee flavors don't quite leave your mouth when you drink the beer.
So, Flying Fish idea, maybe take your farmhouse and infuse it with some coffee, a local coffee thing, and the millennial hipsters will love that.
That's right, folks. We're so dedicated to the podcast that we are drinking coffee
to stay
awake.
To drink more beer.
That we can drink more beer.
And
because
why?
We're old people now.
We're old, and what's happening? We're running up against old father time because...
Yes.
The running theme.
I'm moving.
Chris is moving.
Moving to Colorado.
24-hour drive from here.
Colorado.
Makes weekend podcasts a little bit more challenging if we're trying to do it face-to-face.
Yeah.
So.
We're working on different ideas to keep the podcast going. You know, maybe maybe remote podcast, and we'll do like a beer of the month club thing, and then we can both have the same beers. Maybe we'll send beers to each other.
More video.
Maybe we'll find, you know, like Sam Adams or those beers that are kind of everywhere.
It is the 21st century.
So, you know, and then we'll have face-to-face episodes. At least once a year we'll record 3 or 4 episodes, I would say, if not
absolutely
more.
And if we're like every other podcast, eventually we'll be sponsored by stamps.com. And then we can just send beer to each other with our fancy digital scales. Yes. And everything else.
That's right.
So
this beer is...
This is a highly drinkable everyday beer from French-speaking Belgium. It contains Belgian two-row pale malt and 7% wheat. This beer is lightly filtered. I didn't
see
that.
So I let it warm up a little bit, and I kind of had my hand on the beer, and I'm getting a lot more sweetness.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Belgian candy sugar almost. A little bit of that, maybe. Some of the maltiness.
It definitely is very sweet. So it has 4.6 alcohols.
That's pretty low.
It's very, yeah, that's a good farmhouse, right?
Yeah. And traditional farmhouse ales were very low in alcohol.
It's got 15 bitters, which is...
Yeah,
I definitely get
too much,
that.
Yeah, we didn't get too much hoppiness.
It says it has Chico yeast. I didn't catch a lot of yeast. Like, I guess that's what I'm missing.
I don't know if that's
the
candy sugar. Does it have candy sugar?
It doesn't have candy sugar.
Okay, so maybe that's the yeast that I'm getting there.
You're getting Chico yeast, hops, Columbus, and Styrian Golding, two-row pale malts, white wheat malt, Carafoam malt, acidulated malts. But I don't know. Can I get another pour on this, maybe?
Yeah, here you go. Take what you want there.
Thank you.
It's definitely getting a little more complex as it warms up.
All right, I'm going to
give this
a shot.
Sometimes lighter beers will get more complex, and then they'll go over the hill, though, and get bad.
And get bad if you get too warm, and it tastes like ass. Well, the head is very good on this. I mean, look at that. It's a thick...
Yeah.
Micro bubble head.
It's a nice looking beer.
Yeah. It's very... but the filtering on it... Well, this is the bad glass to look at the color, so... Let me go back to this glass.
He was just looking at it through the very thin tulip glass. And
yeah,
I was looking at it.
That tulip gives you artificial... It's a little hazy.
Mini bubble pint glass.
But it does have... I mean, that's a really good head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very, very biscuity.
It is.
It's like a straight-up English ale.
English, yeah, an English mild or an English pale. I don't know. I didn't love it.
Nope.
All right.
So, recent beer experiences? Big edit line here to... 6 minutes later, other than Seven Locks.
So, I was in Denver, because I'm moving to Denver. And we were out there.
Not fake tears.
Trying to figure out
what we are recording, right?
Neighborhood. Yeah, I hope so. Yep, trying to figure out what neighborhood we're going to live in and stuff. And on the weekend, we had a little free time, so we went into the city proper, into the Lodo, I believe they call it.
Lower Denver?
Lower downtown. That's where the baseball stadium is. And they have kind of like, you know, shops and restaurants.
Did you have any altitude issues?
No, because I know how to deal with altitude. I've been out there.
Lots of water?
Lots of water.
Yeah.
Gatorade if you need it. But mostly lots of water.
Yep. Keep that stuff in and you don't get altitude sickness.
So we went to this place called Euclid Hall. That Sherry had been to before on recommendation of her brother. I would call it a beer bar with some kind of interesting food pairings with it. And then we had like a poutine thing.
Poutine?
French fry poutine thing.
Ooh, like you were in Montreal.
Yep, and I had a couple of very good pale ales from Colorado.
Really? No way. You went after the pale ales?
I can't remember the names of them. I think one was one of the left hands, and something was something else. So that was just a horrible beer.
No, but it is interesting because, you know, way different. But so it's called Euclid Hall?
Euclid Hall, yes.
So if you're in Denver,
yeah,
check out Euclid Hall.
It's in the... So this part of Denver has like the old warehouse buildings that have been converted into like lofts and cool like restaurants and, you know.
So it's the Soho of Denver. Yeah.
And this place used to be some Denver institution guy that I'm going to edit this out because I...
No, keep going. This is not...
Soggy McLeggy Feets or something.
Soggy McLeggy Feets. Tell us more about Soggy McLeggy Feets.
Let me see if I can look
it up. So does anybody go to Denver now for beer, or do people go to Denver for other things?
Oh, I think they go to for other things a lot lately.
Like, does that make, what do you think? Do you think that makes it harder for the craft brew? Because Colorado has been a bastion of really good.
They keep like it's opening.
Portland, Colorado, North Carolina, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts. Like, those are meccas of brewing. Maryland's kind of minor in that.
Soapy Smith.
Soapy Smith, that's kind of like Collie McLeggings or whatever you're saying before.
Is that a name you remember?
Soapy Smith? No.
I don't know. He was kind of like an interesting character, I guess, in the old Denver underworld or sort of world.
Was he a gangster?
I think there was some corruption and stuff. I don't know. I can't really read this right now.
Well, there you go. That's much better than a recent beer experience is saying.
Ooh,
you
just saw the poutine I had. A picture of it.
Poutine. So poutine is so good. I don't know why it doesn't take off in the States. Or hockey. Things Canadian that actually are good. So, shall we move on to the next beer?
The beers that I had there were Boulevard's Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale, which I've had out here, actually. Very tasty. And then I had Left Hand's Milk Stout Nitro.
We all love Left Hand Milk Stout, right? Is there anybody done like that?
It's not actually what I had, but let's go.
Great making that up. You didn't really have that?
All right. You grabbing the next beer?
I'm grabbing the next beer. But a common theme of the like last 10 episodes is that I've gotten all these good beers and waiting to find Chris because he's trying to move and his whole career has been in a major uproar, made it hard for us to record this episode. So we got a bunch of IPAs that may have staled out. So, next beer, are we ready for this?
Yep.
I can't pronounce it because it has about 17 letters in it.
There's a lot of stuff there.
Demi Semi Septicentennial Pale Ale. And it looks like a big Villanova logo on it. This is from Cape May Brewing Company. The 175th anniversary of what? Cape May hasn't been around that long.
New Jersey.
Oh, it is about Villanova. That writing is way too small for me. I don't know if you can read that.
All right. For Villanova's 175th year, Ryan Krill, 05, Chris Hinkey, 05, and Bob Krill of Cape May Brewing Company have brewed Demi Semi Sept Centennial Ale, a pale ale brewed with German Pilsner malt, our house ale yeast for its clean and easy drinking quality, and a hefty dose of centennial hops in the whirlpool for a floral and citrusy hop aroma. This brew is a versatile professor of suds, unifying all wildcats with its drinkability, brewed with the care that only Villanovans can provide, and leaves an echo ringing from barley to Tolan time. Our friend of the show, Mr. John Dean, is a Villanova.
We've been live on WXVU, which is the Villanova College radio station, 88.5, if I remember correctly.
Crack that open.
DJed on that show back in the day. Oh, what a delicious sound.
So we heard some of the flavors, which we don't like usually do because we like to taste it first and then be...
You know what's good, though, Chris? Is I was not paying attention to a word you said.
That happens often on the show where we're not actually listening to each other.
We both are doing our own thing as if we've been married. Did you say something, honey? No.
I don't get a hoppy aroma.
I'm getting nothing here.
I'm getting a little... I'm gonna take a guess. This is actually gonna taste a little biscuity, based on the smell. That's gonna be a malt forward beer. It's also only 4.5%.
4.5 alcohols.
Nope, not biscuity.
Nope.
It's hoppy.
It's hoppy and it's got a little bit of a tang.
Yep, it's it tastes like a pale ale.
That's a good pale ale.
It's a little hazy in color, yellowish tint.
Yeah, it's not totally filtered. It has a nice head, although it's not holding its head. But again, this beer probably suffered what many of my beers suffer with waiting for Chris to make himself present, is they got old, man. They got old.
We are not good at doing things on a schedule.
So, Cape May Brewing, I got introduced to this by my family, my aunt and my cousin.
Uh-huh.
My cousin was a college student working her way through school as a bartender and started getting into craft brews working in southern New Jersey. She went to Stockton, which is near Ocean City, New Jersey. And so Cape May Brewing is a good brew place. My aunt went there and was like, this is really good beer, brought some. And everything she's brought from there, I've really dug. It's really good beer. So Cape May Brewing Company began with one simple question. Where's all the beer down here? With that in mind, we decided to provide South Jersey with fresh, delicious local beer to put New Jersey on the map as a craft beer state. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, many, many moons ago, like episode 16 or 17.
Eight or something when we did the New Jersey show. Hip-Hopopotamus. Yeah, Hip-Hopopotamus episode.
River Horse Brewing, still is around because I saw that up there. It's terrible. That beer was horrible. We had a bad experience. Cape May, not the same. These guys actually make really good beer.
Yeah, this is a nice beer. It's really good. Really tasty. Cape May, it's almost Delmarva, right?
I mean, right. It's like you take the ferry and you're right over there in Delaware.
Yeah.
So it's as close to the Maryland Delmarva thing as you can get. So our
Cape Hendlepin there, right across the river, or right across the bay there, huh? Delaware Bay.
Well, now you've exceeded my knowledge. I'm not nautical. What do you think, I sail? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'm actually looking at Google Maps here.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes you more... So how do we find this beer? Could you find this beer?
I didn't look for the beer.
I can't actually find... These are flagship beers. I can't
find
this beer.
I think this might be... I mean, this is a special beer.
Right?
This is probably not going to be on there.
Oh, limited small batch. There we go. So how do I get to the Villanova beer? It's not giving me the Villanova... 6 minutes of prep would help us out. Some of these beers look really good. I want some of these beers.
Yeah, Cape May.
All right, well, we pretty much read all the stuff we need to read.
Yeah, but we learned a little bit about the founding of the brewery and the folks involved there, and it sounds like they've got they're doing God's work down
yes,
there in southern
and I do have, you know, secondhand reports of being at the brewery. It's a place with a very cool vibe and similar to what we experienced at Seven Locks, but a little bit more open because it's at the airport, lots of space, and you're near the shore, so I'm sure it's more of a mellow vibe as well.
So speaking of Seven Locks, let's talk a little bit about our beer experience that we had this evening.
By all means.
We went to Seven Locks Brewery in Rockville, Maryland, in the Twin Brook area there in the Warehouse District. They've got basically a big warehouse bay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe it as anything like that. They have a food truck parked out front on the weekends, I believe.
With delicious Balkan cuisine.
That's right. And so you've got your fermenting tanks lined up along the warehouse bay there.
Yeah.
And then you've got a bunch of tables set out. They've got a bar there where they're serving, I don't know, like 10 different beers?
I was closer to... Might have been 14 beers.
They had a lot of different flavors there.
Seven in each column, I think.
They had a rack of different board games that you could pull out and play on the table. They had...
adult Jenga with the big giant blocks.
It looked...
They actually had a playroom for kids,
pretty
basically.
Pretty kid-friendly, even.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of kids
there.
Yeah. So, cool place to hang out and drink some beers. And
you can kind of picnic there. You can bring your own food in.
I saw them, people ordering pizza and stuff, even. Yeah.
Somebody had a big thing of grapes.
Yeah.
Definitely a cool vibe, an open space. It wasn't too hot. They had a lot of fans blowing. No AC, for sure. But the beers were nice and cold. And you can see on the video the condensation from the beer, so it was a little humid, as we had a major thunderstorm right after that. But
cool place.
Good place to go on a Saturday afternoon.
Good vibe going on, and there was a band starting to play on Saturday evening.
Reasonably priced as well.
Yeah.
Was it $8 flights?
Yeah, $8 flights for 5 different beers.
Hefty
and
flights.
Then, I think they $6 on Tuesday
pints.
Or Wednesday they have their $2 off the pints, so you can get $4 pints.
Oh, really?
Oh, that reminds me of another beer experience.
Gonna have to go there on a Tuesday.
So, speaking of Tuesdays,
getting hammered
and beer experiences
and Uber.
So, in my heading to Denver, I've been.
These tears are
going out with my friends and stuff, and so like
yes, his friends, not the people that he's leaving behind.
A couple colleagues at work, I went down. We went out for some beers and Southeast DC, where we've gone a couple different times.
Southeast,
it's not
what
it used to be.
Stadium.
Yeah, by the stadium.
Oh, okay. That's different.
So we biked from our office down there on those little city bike things that you rent.
What?
And then
you've been biking without me.
We did bikes and breweries. 3 breweries. Gordon Biersch down there.
Blue Jacket.
Blue Jacket down there.
I've still never been to Blue
Jacket.
Which
I think I've talked about both of those before, but Bardo Brewery is back.
Do you realize you're holding your middle finger? You're counting like a German. You went thumb, pointer, middle. And Bardo?
So the Bardo.
Good.
Bardo used to be a brewery in Arlington, Virginia. It was in like an old garage bay. My wife and I and a friend of ours went there a long time back. One time, played pool, ran out on the tab or something. But anyway, so Bardo, they're an outdoor brewery. Their fermentation tanks are outside.
Really?
They're wrapped in like stuff to keep them warm or cold
or
whatever. Temperature controlled. But it's this giant space right on the water there, right on the Anacostia next to the bridge. And they've got, I don't know, 10 different beers. You go up, order your beers. They've got benches and like dog runs and biking places.
So like a beer garden.
It's a beer garden.
Brewery?
It's a beer garden, really. Yeah, beer garden brewery.
What's the closest metro?
The Navy Yard one.
Is it close enough to walk? Or?
It's definitely close enough to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Navy Yard. It's right next to. It's right south of the stadium.
Ah, I gotta
check this out.
So Bardo, huh?
The Bardo.
B-A-R-D-O.
Very cool. I would highly recommend go there. But anyway, what reminded me of this was on Tuesdays, they have $2 beers. $2 pints of beer at Bardo.
All day?
All day.
Did they have food?
They do not. I don't think they had food. They might have trucks.
Beer is food. What time do they open?
I don't know.
Well, I was just saying, okay, go there for lunch.
But so they also... Because
I got Metro from Metro
Center. Their pints are $4 on a non-game day. On a game day,
it's like $8.
They're $6 or $7.
Well, they got to pay for business.
Yeah,
right.
But it wasn't super crowded, and we were actually there on a game day.
Yeah.
But it was super cool place to go hang out, get a bunch of people, go down there, grab one of those long tables right on the water,
$2,
and get some
Tuesdays.
$2 beers, and drink away your Tuesday.
That sounds fantabulous.
Yeah. Very cool. I don't know if they're open year-round or not. Seems like it would be a little cold.
Be uncomfortable in December, I would believe.
But, yeah.
You won't know
track.
Because she'll be gone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. I'm still coming to terms with this. All right.
Any other comments on Bicentennial?
No, it's pleasantly surprising, and it aged well. Of beers I let go too long, I think this may have... either stays fast or improved. All right, are we ready to go for our last New Jersey Shore beer?
I think we're ready.
Ready
another,
to go?
This is another Cape May. I
all right,
believe,
hit
right?
A big pause, son, because I got to take a leak.
All right. All right, the next beer in our series of New Jersey beers. This is another one from Cape May Brewing. This one's called Coastal Evacuation.
That's a scary-sounding beer.
Double India Pale Ale. Let's hear the crack on this bottle. You know something's good about to happen when you hear that sound.
Woo!
I got a whiff of alcohol off this one. Holy moly.
It's got many IBUs.
8%. Here you go.
8%?
I was pouring it, and... I believe my nose hairs got singed a little bit from the alcohol. It's not that bad, but I'm smelling some fusels off of this one.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right, let me pull this.
This isn't like a barrel age thing, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It's just a double IPA.
It's just a straight up double IPA. I can't read the marketing material because I'm blind.
Well, we'll read that after we try it. So,
what?
It's a little cloudy.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
What does that say?
Run, CNBC fans, run.
So I
Cape
just
May
got
Brewing
shot.
Company.
Oh, Cape May Brewing Company.
CMB.
Wow! I never even put that together! My mind is blown!
Holy shit!
Run CNBC. How do they know about us? But they meant them.
CNBC. Oh my
God. We have to love this beer. I don't care what it tastes like. Cheers, brother. Now, it's incredibly cloudy.
Yes.
It's not filtered at all.
It's kind of a urine color.
The head's dissipating a little bit quickly.
Yeah, but it's tiny bubble head.
But you're getting a boozy head? I'm not getting
it.
Boozy. Really? My nose doesn't work.
All right.
Ooh,
that's nice.
That's a mellow.
That's really nice.
I'm not getting any bitter on that. Like a little thing just to like crisp it up. Like I'm getting a little pop rock at the very end.
It's hops.
Yeah.
You know it's hops, but it's not like that bracing.
No. And it's not juicy either. It's like in the middle. It's kind of like a ginger.
Okay. It's getting a little bit more.
This is when I want to let warm up. Are you really getting astringent?
No. Just on that second drink, it got a little more.
It's definitely boozy. I feel it like, wow. It like hits me in the head. So should I pull up marketing material on this?
Yeah, this one should have, I think this is part of their regular stuff.
Should be their flagship.
I can read about it. Coastal evacuation. A phrase common at the Jersey Shore. Hurricane season hits hard. And we're heading back with a double IPA, able to withstand the storm. Copious amounts of Centennial hops dominate the flavor from start to finish. It's time to evacuate. Are you prepared?
So, it's got 8 alcohols.
Yep.
And 80 bitters.
That's a lot of bitters. It's a lot of hops in there.
But it says it has hints of orange citrus and honeydew melon.
Hmm. Honeydew. Maybe that's what I got right up first.
It definitely has that sweet back. It's good. Like, it is, I would say it's more aligned to the New England style IPAs than to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that bracing, bitter bite, but it's not super juicy either.
No. It's not like it's not like one of those big New England style IPAs. It's something in the middle.
I like it. There's like a subtle, no. I do get like tangerine.
I get some pith.
Yeah, the more I drink it, the more good. Yeah. I gotta let this thing warm up. But I'm liking this. I'm liking this a lot.
So that label is totally different from the one that's on this beer.
Yes. So I guess that beer is pretty goddamn old. We have the label with the up arrow versus what's 8%. Currently on their screen.
It's another March.
Which has a...
March beer.
So maybe I bought this shit in March. Now they have a revised label and they have cans with a car with stuff on top of it.
Get out of town.
Get out. They're saying this is a West Coast style double IPA. Interesting. I don't get the West Coast style on this.
It's kind of middle. I don't know.
I'm going to go, it's got Mid-Atlantic style and be proud of it because you're in the Mid-Atlantic. So any final comments on the color?
I'm looking at where exactly these guys are. Cape Way Brewing.
They're in an airport in Cape May.
Company.
Do 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 do. I'm trying to help out the editing.
The Vietnam Museum there.
What?
It's the Vietnam Museum.
No. 19.
Vietnam. There's no, I don't see an airport. Oh, there's the airport. Yep, you're right. They're right next to the airport.
Of course I'm right. I know what the
fuck. Oh, I see their beer garden. Oh, I see their beer garden. I want to go there.
I love beer gardens.
Oh, and they have hop vines growing up the front of the building there. Can't go wrong with that. Cannot go wrong with... Oh, and there's Tony Soprano coming out with his sixer of beer. His flip-flops, flippy floppies.
Who?
You are watching Style Videos while you could be...
Tony Soprano, New Jersey.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like...
You said Vietnam.
But it wasn't. It was different in many ways.
And then in the 90s, you remember the song?
Yes,
I remember the song. The average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Who was that?
Let me try that one.
Vietnam.
Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah, they're right down there on the evacuation zone.
The peninsula?
Yeah. Is that the... What's the, like, atypical Jersey Shore? Is it down there or is it farther north?
Oh, the typical Jersey Shore? Further north.
Further, like, north of Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Long Beach Island?
Long Beach Island. Long Beach Island is right there. Seaside Heights, that's the shore.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys got Wildwood. That's kind of Philly. But Long Beach Island gets you a blend of Philly and New York.
All right.
And you go up there by Atlantic Heights. That's where our friend Kevin Smith grew up. And the Jay and Silent Bob secret stash is up that way.
You ever been there?
No, I almost went there... For that giant celebration of a whole bunch of people dressing up like Jay and Silent Bob.
You'd make a pretty good Silent Bob.
No, I'd make a good Jay, motherfucker.
I couldn't really be your Jay, but you could be a good Silent
Bob. I could be a good Silent Bob. Which, no offense, Kevin Smith, but we've got to work on that.
What?
Not looking so much like Silent Bob. I certainly had the same thing. I am not silent. All right. So what are our final thoughts on this New Jersey
thing? Oh, which one of these? So what were the beers again? What were all three of these beers?
Actually, I think it's, since this is a podcast and not a vodcast or a video thing, let's just say I have an abs like the situation. Was he on the Jersey Shore?
There you go. Nice. Hi.
And so to go, all right, Kevin, so Smith, we had New Jersey thing.
Flying Fish's Farmhouse Summer Ale. We had Demi Semi Septentennial Pale Ale from Cape May Brewing. And we had Coastal Evacuation Double India Pale Ale from Cape May Brewing. Mike, you got to take one of these home. Which one's it going to be?
I'm going to have to say I was pretty happy with the Demi Semi Sesquicentennial Tri-Sibulation Villanova Brew. It was an interesting flavored, nice pale ale, crisp and clean and very effervescent. And but I also like the double IPA, but I'm going to go with the V.
I hate to keep choosing the same beers that you do, but I'm going to have to go with that one as well. I thought Coastal, they all had interesting aspects to them, but that's the one for me tonight.
But what's really hard is to pretend that this isn't bittersweet and nostalgic, as I know we're running towards the end of our ability to do these podcasts face to face. But Jersey Shore, Jersey strong here.
Good job, Jersey.
Good job, Jersey.
Keep it going.
All right, so I got to close out with some quippy quip.
Close out this episode.
Oh, I need my cues to be able to.
Ooh,
do
that's
that.
A strong beer, Coastal Evacuation.
It did age well. It's a nice. It, yeah, like, this I mean, is one like
a beer like that's gonna do fine.
I want to get a 6-pack of that and stick it and drink it 2 years later, type thing.
It's not going anywhere.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 89, class 89. You can subscribe to our podcast feed. Forget that. Just go to our host, CNBCpodcast.com. That's for Android users and iTunes users. Both can get our shit there.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can Visit us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/CNBC.
Hundreds of likes!
You can see our video episodes on youtube.com/CNBC podcast.
And our really bad Facebook Live videos.
We repost all of our different stuff as it comes out to our Twitter feed, @CNBC podcast.
Oh, I have to do a quote.
We don't really do the teaser anymore, do we?
No, because we don't know if there's going to be a next episode. We will never know. There's no such thing as a bad beer. It's that some beer tastes better than others. Cheers.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer.
From the shore.
From the shore.
The Jersey Shore.